Non-Local, Part 2.1.2, Grape Things and the Xenocentric Denizens of the Many Worlds. An elder from an alien race humans call the Big Brew, or more colloquially, emoticons, is floating over a methane bubble nest next to an overwhelming expanse of ICC, on a planet millions of light years from the Earth's solar system. It is recoiling its gravity floater, which is a sensory organ betwixt its 10 flower-like, light-sensitive facial extensions, which are very similar to eyes, but are probably more akin to plants, in that they are photosynthesizing and visualizing simultaneously, capturing mostly infrared portions of the color spectrum. This space alien is pretending to be a magic maker, or more accurately, a preconscious heat dazzler, from the cultural traditions of another alien species, of which this alien has no biological ancestry. But it is acting very forcefully as if it does. This was a rather controversial entertainment program in the many worlds of the Big Bad Brew, but humans have no way of figuring that out. They didn't even realize it was an entertainment program because of the four-dimensional heat aspect projection blurred the human tech flat screen, which read it as a mapping feature of some sort. It was trying to read lunar geofeatures and biocaptures. Humans had a better shot figuring out if Earth ravens are more sexually attracted to creeks or streams than if this alien is part of an entertainment program based on some xenocentric appropriation of the culture of another alien species, and trying to reign dominant over its lunar season's prehistoric body memory emotion storm by augmenting its own variety show with artificial heat dazzler special effects. That is actually a thing on this moon, and Earth ravens prefer creeks, by the way. The species this alien is pretending to be is a species with an extremely small population in the many worlds, only 9,000 individuals and 2,000 dormant ancestors. They are treated as second-class organisms that are more connected to the gases in the ocean floor than the heat in the upper cycles, which is where the moon's technologically advanced civilization, the Big Brew, makes their society. In fact, so much of their world is located in the upper atmosphere that Big Brew tech is based almost entirely on aurora power, which is one of the most unique tech systems in the whole universe. Looking out over the ICC, this culturally confused emoticon is wiggling its gaseous tentaclinos, making smoke-filled bubbles glissando in asymmetrical patterns into the cold water, which is actually liquid methane. It is building a wonder-powered bubble craft to make the great journey to the before place. It is a traditional story of the other alien species, of which this being believes it has absorbed via a significantly proportioned emotion-sensing organ, which humans call the emoticon, and is the main reason they refer to the species as emoticons. To humans, the emoticon on the Big Brew's faces can sometimes look like an old-fashioned clock with long hands and short hands, crossed with a bubble machine and two tongue-like argon mucus dispensers. The ICC looks a lot like the old ice pack seas of the Arctic regions of the Earth, but this scene is taking place near the equator of this moon. A human watching this program would see a large sentient garden of light-sensitive flowers glowering over a pack ice sea and blowing glow-in-the-dark bubbles into a rigid, seaworthy structure. The gas giant that this life-rich, water-covered moon orbits is about to make this lunar world dark and very hot from gravitational pressure for a few Earth months. Part of this ICC will evaporate rapidly, leaving exposed ground or some hibernating organisms that convert nitrogen and carbon into a life-sustaining simple compound by combining it with an internal supply of ozone they organically generate from vents at the bottom of the methane ocean. Within a few hours, the entirety of this exposed ocean floor will be blooming with life, now exposed to the thin open air. Billions of years ago, this same season, caused by the moon facing the gas giant, jettisoned a species that climbed into the high ice plains using its wonky, sticky bubbles as ambulatory limbs, rather than floating storage counterbalances. This ancient species would evolve into the Big Brew, the emoticons. The species that live on the bottom of the methane and nitrogen seas looks a lot like what humans would see as a bunch of undulating, see-through grapes about the size of bowling balls, with a thin film of gassy goo slithering around them like rivulets of melted ice cream, peppered with hundreds of prehensile extensions, reminiscent of centipede legs. This species is several million years older than the Big Brew, and they evolved from a separate set of what we are going to call a gene pool, even though that is a wildly inaccurate description. The Big Brew evolved naturally on this moon, and every organism on this moon has a facial structure, connected to a central pod of heavily compressed exobiological matter that senses gravity, light, and heat. Most can also sense electricity. The Great Thing species evolved from another ancient species that were literally planted on this moon by a species of extralunar alien that evolved on yet another moon in this planetary system. The grape-like creature's ancestors, which humans don't have a nickname for since they do not know they exist, were put on this moon as a food source, kind of like free-range chickens for extraterrestrials. The Great Thing's culture is treated with many misrepresentations and colonial-like attributions. For instance, this recorded emoticon is building an ocean craft of some sort that is in no way the way the Grape Things would construct it. The Grape Things use a kind of submarine-style projection, with ligatures that can float on the liquid surface but are meant to stretch into the upper atmosphere, which the Big Brew view as a savage and ancient technology that does not fully comprehend the chemical electromagnetism of space weather. The Great Grapes still see the atmospheres the way the ancient humans might perceive the underworld, mysterious, full of heat and death, and ruled over by a flower-faced demon. The flower-faced demons destroy the high ice heavens and desecrate the methane everywhere with artificial light during the long dark of the planet-facing dry season. These two species do not really constitute a duality, or a dual evolutionary world life system. The Big Brew simply take the intelligence and culture of the Grape Things by thinking them as magical beings, of whom they are closer to nature, but further from advanced thought. They fulfill a duality for the Big Brew, in treating their civilization like something they forgot millions of years ago. But through enough contemplation and tenacity of argon, they can remember it for themselves, and truly be free, uncorrupted denizens of the many worlds of the Big Bad Brew.